Passage 3. Easter is a mix of three traditions, pagan, Hebrew, and Christian. The pagan part relates to the Easter Bunny and the Easter egg. The origin of the rabbit icon, or Easter Bunny, comes from the fact that rabbits are notable for their capacity of abundant production of young, especially at this time of year. The use of Easter eggs has its roots in the characteristic of eggs laid in great numbers in the spring, being colored like rays of the returning sun and the northern lights. There is also a long tradition of decorating Easter eggs and giving them at Easter. As for the Hebrew tradition, Easter just happens to fall on the same day as Passover, a traditional Jewish festival. It was at the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem that Jesus, a Jew, was crucified and rose from the dead. A name for Easter, therefore, is Pasch, with various spellings. Churches throughout the East and West celebrate Easter as a major feast, ranking with Christmas. Witness the hot cross bun, or boon, distributed among the faithful. There is no indication of the observance of the Easter festival in the New Testament Bible, or in the later writings by Christian leaders. The first Christians didn't celebrate it as a Christian event at all. They continued to observe the Jewish festivals, though in a new spirit, as commemorations of events which those festivals had foreshadowed. Thus, the Passover, with a new conception, became the Christian Easter.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. What is the origin of Easter Bunny? What do we learn about the Easter eggs from the passage? 34. What do we know about the Passover according to the speaker? 35. How did early Christians celebrate Easter?